From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new 7-passenger MDX. More information is available at Acura.com.
The table. Everyone knows this, even terrorists. But for us, this enlightenment came too late. You can't do things for people when they see you doing things to them. In the days after mission accomplished, a news item flashed on the front page and immediately vanished. Someone had caught a government contractor with a corporate hand in the cookie jar. Instead of tapping the immense pile of reconstruction money available to American companies, the company had swiped almost $2 billion from funds earmarked for Iraqis. Why? Because those funds, quote, were governed by fewer restrictions and less rigorous oversight, end quote. It took the money because it could. When King David stole Bathsheba by sending her husband Uriah into the front lines to die, it too was because he could. The prophet Nathan compared it to someone taking the only lamb of a poor man when he had a flock of his own. By using money meant for Iraqis, the American company deprived people of jobs while flaunting its own prosperity. It made militias attractive to the unemployed. It endangered our soldiers. It helped the enemy. Wasn't this profiting from war? War profiteering is treason, and the price of treason is death. But while David's punishment for trying to profit from his war was the death of his son, how can you hang a fictitious person? In one sense, we should be thankful that the money spent in Iraq goes back to the United States, even if it does enrich only a few. Without the 4% of the GDP going to the war, there's a good chance we'd be in a recession. Then we might be those unemployed, protesting in the streets. With a perspective, I'm Richard Friedlander.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.